Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Chwaba.
All right. You know, I really let myself go since that promo was cut 3 days ago. If you'd been here 3 days ago, Jeff, I was jacked.
Well, I saw the muscle milk. I think actually Conrad offered me a muscle milk.
He did?
As I walked in.
Oh, that's
in like a,
so unsettling.
A
he offered
bar.
You a muscle milk? Here, jump on the bench, Jeff. Do a set. We'll get you some muscle milk. You can towel off and we'll walk you down to the studio. Jeff Mitchell is here. He is overseeing Northeast Wisconsin Old Fashioned Fest, which is at the Resch Center September 21st from 6 to 9. You can get tickets at Ticketstar. It's a great event. $95 gets you, well, a lot of booze, right?
Yeah.
So, and they did this. You guys did this in April. Did you tell me before there were 19 bars in April and there's 13 this time?
We had about 10 bars in April.
Oh, 10. Okay.
This go around. If you don't mind, like, so here's who's going to be participating at the fall edition. So these are the bars and the stores. We have 1919 Kitchen and Tap, Bay Area Burger, Chives, Iron Duck, Lost Key Tap, OC, Paradise North Distillery, Sturgeon Spirits, Tavern in the Sky, The Legacy Hotel, The Turn, White Dog, and Z54.
That's great. So those are all the people that will be serving up Old Fashions at Northeast Wisconsin Old Fashioned Fest. It sounds like a great event at the Resch Center, supporting local business. That will be fun. Conrad, are you going to go?
Unfortunately, I have a wedding that day, but I really wanted to.
All right. I thought you were serious about Old Fashioned. So, all right. So we were talking before the break, Jeff, about hockey. You have three daughters, you said, two that play hockey.
Yeah.
Do you get, like... How do you feel about that? Why? Hockey's a rough sport.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Like you were saying, your daughter is in the musical theater program at Stevens Point. My daughter in Indiana, she's studying musical theater also.
So nice.
Like she kind of went that one direction. And my other two really, really like it. My middle child's like, you know, she's a real physical kid. Like she's pretty aggressive. And I tell her to, like, that's part of the game, right?
Right.
Like, be aggressive. Go do what you got to do. And again, I think that's kind of fun to see. Like the one cool thing I think about girls hockey is like there's not a lot of women who play hockey.
Right.
So they kind of have that connection with each other. And they kind of form these relationships because they have that bond of hockey, you know, much like you have on the boys' side. But especially with the girls, like we were just in Minnesota last weekend with my youngest daughter and she played in a hockey tournament. And, you know, the cool thing there too is she's 10 and the greatest event was she got to go to the Mall of America and swim in the pool. The hockey nice. Was kind of secondary.
Yeah, right.
But no, when they play, they come together and they're a team and they support each other. And I think, you know, it's all for me, like I'm a big culture guy. So with my two kids, it's important. Like, hey, you be a good teammate. Like if someone's being left out, I want you to bring them in.
Right.
You know, I've told both my daughters, like someone runs one of your teammates from behind. If you want to get in a fight, I support it. Like you get thrown out. That's fine. Like I'd be very proud that if, you know, one of your teammates got ran
for the right
behind,
reason
so that you did it for the right reason. That says a lot about who you are. So with my kids, it's really like, hey, I use that kind of as a vessel to say, hey, this is how you become a really good friend, a good person. And also just, you know, you have that dedication and that effort. And they've decided that hockey is what they want to basically, you know, steer their energies to. So I really enjoy that they play. But Pete, in the same light, if they came to me and said, Dad, I want to do it anymore, I'd be fine with it.
Sure.
I don't care.
Right. Whatever makes them happy.
Whatever
You're
makes
a better
you
dad
happy.
Than I am, too, because I taught my kids just to sucker punch people randomly.
Yeah. Hey.
So, you know, and they get away with it sometimes. That's pretty cool. Have you seen the movie Inside Out and Inside Out 2?
I have.
How great was that with the hockey?
And my daughter's name is Riley, so we always tease her. But yeah, it's cool.
The second one was one of my favorite movies of all time. I just thought it was, I saw it with my daughter, and it was just a beautiful movie.
You know a movie you got to see? Are you into horror movies?
Somewhat.
Long Legs.
I saw it.
Oh my God. Freaked me
did
out.
Did you see that with your daughter?
I did, my oldest.
Yeah.
I was freaked out. Like I didn't know Nicolas Cage. That was Nicolas Cage.
I wouldn't have known had I not known he was in the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was creepy.
That was awesome.
The way it ended. I did not see that coming, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
What else have you seen?
You know, I've been watching. I watch a lot of documentaries. Like, you know, I'm kind of a heavy metal guy, so there's a great documentary called "Murder in the Front Row." It's about the thrash scene in San Francisco, and like, you know, it has like the big four, like Metallica, you know, Megadeth, Slayer, Anthrax. Talks about kind of how they came to be, how that scene started. You know, that's a really cool thing. The other good documentary I saw was about the Sunset Strip and just how it evolved over the years. Like,
what's that one called? That's cool.
I think it might actually be called the Sunset Strip.
Okay.
But it really talks about the early and then kind of how it's changed the years, obviously with the 80s with the hair metal. And then there's another one based on the Rainbow Bar.
Rainbow Room, yeah, sure.
And they talk about the Rainbow Bar and how that came to be. So I like that. You know, those are things. It's pretty cool to watch that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a music guy, so I like seeing kind of how it all comes to
be. It would
be
fun to go back in time and see some of those bands at those places. Like, I recently, I don't remember who we had on the show, we were talking about the band Chicago, and I was my buddy Jimmy Pardo, and that the song 25 or 6 to 4 was written above the Whiskey A Go-Go.
No
and
way.
He was trying not to do drugs. That's what that song is about. Should I try to do some more? 25 or 6 to 4. Like, the guy's literally like, and you know, I wish I had known that when I lived there. I would have driven by and just stared at that room. You know what I mean? Like, I love that kind of stuff.
So in the Rainbow, they talk about like Lemmy Kilmister, you know, the lead singer of Motorhead, who soon passed away. But they're like, he would be just sitting at the bar playing the video poker machine. Like, any given day, you'd walk in there and there's Lemmy
sitting there. It's so great.
Doing his thing. So,
is that the kind of stuff you listen to, like, before you go out and play hockey?
You know, I haven't played in a long time. So, yeah. But yeah, like, you know, as a kid, like, you know, Rage Against the Machine, System of Down. I mean, that's kind of my thing. My middle child's kind of into it now. So I took her to see Metallica in Chicago and she just loved it. So it's really cool that she kind of has that. But, you know, I just like art.
Right.
You know, I think it's important, like, when people write something, whether it's country, whether it's, but if you write it and it's like, you know, I think it says a lot about someone when they write music and they put basically themselves out there, correct? And that's why I like heavy metal and a lot of thrash metal, because those guys, you know, they're not making any money for the most part, and they're writing their own stuff and they're doing their own thing. And I just, again, it's art.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to a buddy of mine who was on the show, Mike Schmidt, and he's more of a metal guy, or he knew a lot more about it. And I didn't listen to Metallica because I grew up where I live, where I went to high school, that was like considered really like hard rock. And I was more of a top 40 guy at that age anyway. But then I listened to Metallica as an adult. I'm like, God, these are some great tunes. Like, what was I so scared of? It was like, I felt like I was listening to music I shouldn't be listening to in this little town where people are pretty conservative. And I was just like, you know, listening to Bryan Adams instead, which was fine. But Metallica's awesome. Like, I've kind of discovered them as I've gotten older, and I really dig them.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
So I've seen them 5 times. Like, that's kind of my annual pilgrimage.
Nice.
And, I mean, those guys are in their 60s.
Yeah. Still bringing it.
And they bring it. And, their music's just, you know, those songs are just, you know, and Pete, that's the thing. Like, I think with music, what's kind of scary with this whole, with the new stuff, I sit there and go, well, in 20 years, who are we going to go see? Right. You know, like, would we sit there and go, yeah, like, you're going to see Metallica, you're going to see Pearl Jam, you're going to see, you know, The Police. I know Sting's back out touring. And I sit there and go, who am I going to go see?
You won't go see anyone, but your kids will probably
still
go. Yeah,
you know, like you were saying, you went to Springsteen. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, who's the next Springsteen?
Taylor Swift, maybe?
Yeah, I mean.
Or Post Malone. Yeah, I don't know. That remains to be seen, I guess. You don't know who's going to be. Hey, we just have a couple minutes left, Jeff, and this has been really fun. Jeff Mitchell is here. He's the president of the Green Bay Gamblers and overseeing Northeast Wisconsin Old Fashioned Fest for Blue Green Events. He's also the president of Blue Green. You have a lot of presidencies.
Oh,
hey. Are you worried someone might take you out? Like,
maybe.
you never know.
I live with 4 women, Pete.
So what? Tell me about Meat Fest. That's something that I'm guessing it's a barbecue thing or...
Yeah, kind of funny, like same premise, just like, you know, what goes in Wisconsin?
Okay.
Booze and food.
Yeah.
So like that was kind of the thing. Actually, we were having beers one night. We're like, Meat Fest. I was like, here's how it's going to come. We're going to do a commercial. It's going to go Meat Fest. So Meat Fest is basically, we have a bunch of people that you know, cook meat. They solicit their meat. There's jerky. Everything basically built around meat and food in the summer and what that entails, you know, grilling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then obviously we have the alcohol aspect too.
Yeah.
So we have a beer garden. We have, you know, liquor stands, et cetera. We have music all day. We bring in food trucks outside. So it's just this one-day event that's really gone well, and we do it in May. And, again, it's in one of the halls in the expo.
Oh, it's in
May.
Okay.
So we've done it 2 years, and we'll be bringing it back for a third. But, again, just kind of, hey, it's Wisconsin. It's meat. It's
meat and booze. And
people want to have fun and cheese and just, you know, providing that setting where we're like, well, who's doing a meat fest right now?
Right.
Nobody.
I just like the name. It's like.
It's awesome.
It's out there. So what else do you guys have coming
up? I wouldn't look
up
Meat Fest on the internet, though. I don't know what you'd find.
Don't do that one in a private window. Conrad, don't look up Meat Fest on a company computer. I'm just telling you right now.
Sounds good.
What else do you have coming up?
So we got Craftoberfest coming in October. Oh, Craftoberfest is all the craft beer. I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of craft beer. I mean, the local craft beer, obviously, but from around the state, it's awesome.
It's really cool.
And that is at the Rush Expo. Gamblers, then they start playing on October 4th, our opening weekend. We got Sticks coming in October. You got Alabama playing in October. Then we get in November. You know, we're always booking shows. And
I saw you have a Grinch thing around Christmas.
Yeah,
that looks fun.
Yep, Breakfast with the Grinch.
Yeah, Breakfast with the
and
Grinch.
And then Drinks with the Grinch, too. Seeing the theme here?
Yes. We might all have a drinking problem.
Yes, but, and the Packers, obviously. But, you know, it's a great, again, like, it's so fun. Like, the one thing I really like about Green Bay is not only these, but it's cool to think that each day, like, when I go to work, there's Lambo.
Yeah.
And when I tell people, like, you know, Lambo is, like, in a residential neighborhood. It's not in this parking lot.
Like Wrigley Field a little bit.
It's awesome. Just,
all of a sudden, you're driving. It's like, oh, wow, there's Lambo Field. You know, yeah.
It's awesome.
You got a good gig, man.
Yeah, I appreciate
the great work.
Thank you.
And
it's fun.
We'll try to get out to one of these, either Meat Fest or the Grinch or the Old Fashions. One of these days, we'll get over there. But I appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Thanks,
man. It was great to meet you.
Thank you.
All right. That's Jeff Mitchell. Get some tickets for the Green Bay Gamblers. That's right around the corner. Check out the Grinch. Check out Old Fashioned Fest September 21st. All good stuff. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 8:35. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Cameron Diaz. It's her birthday. We got some good stuff, right, K-Man?
Yes, we do.
All right, fantastic. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. Well, that was fun. And you know what? I have found that talking about drinking helps me stay on the wagon a little longer. This is going to end soon. This cannot sustain itself.
Well,
you know why? Because it's not fair.
It's not fair.
I'm like, I just need someone to blame. It's me. I'm the one imposing. It's not like it's state imposed that I can't have a drink. Craig Anthony Kinnett checks in on the stream. He says, hey, Jeff, would you ever like to be interviewed by one of the kids at the Boys and Girls Club? Shorts on Sports. Craig, I did tell Jeff about that, and I'll try to find a way to connect you guys because I think that would be pretty cool. But it was good to meet Jeff. That was a fun interview. It's a Bar Band Friday night, Conrad. I hope you're ready. I hope you're stretched out and you've done your homework because Terry Barr is coming, and she does not mess around.
You see, I didn't stretch my calves yet, though.
See, you're going to... All right, listen. Where's the music? Did you share music with me?
Well, we do got the music, so don't worry about that.
All right. I'd like to sing along. I'd like to be prepared. All right, so it's Cameron Diaz's birthday today. That's kind of fun. I love Cameron Diaz.
She's got some great roles.
Yeah. She's not one of my exes. I've never dated
really?
Her.
Okay.
It was awkward. She sent me a request on Friendster years ago, but I was already married. Yeah, so it didn't work.
MySpace?
MySpace. Wow, did I miss the boat on that? Honest to God, there was like, whatever happened to MySpace?
Facebook came out and MySpace was no more.
Either that or it became YouTube, maybe?
I don't think it did it. No.
Not the same like owners, but like people just gravitated to YouTube because it was like a, and I remember thinking when a buddy of mine told me what YouTube was, he's like, oh yeah, people just go on there and they post their own videos. I'm like, ha, good luck with that. And then it's like the biggest thing ever. Like people would rather watch YouTube than television. So, all right, what do you got for us? I asked you to pull some Cameron Diaz, and I love Cameron Diaz. So let's hear some Cameron Diaz.
The first clip is from the movie Sex Tape with Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel. And this is when they realized that it may have gone to the cloud. The tape was released when it was meant to be deleted.
Oh, and millions of people are going to see it. We've all been there. All right, lay it on us.
Don't erase these things before you give them to people.
I have amazing playlists and people want them. That's the gift. The gift is the playlist, not the iPad. When I update my music library, it syncs to their iPads. I use an app called FrankenSync to sync the playlists. I upgraded to this new app, Bride of FrankenSync. And now apparently it syncs all of my to everywhere because it's a very powerful app.
How do you forget to erase your sex tape?
Because it kept slipping my mind, and then the next thing I knew, it went up. It went up to the cloud.
And you can't get it down from the cloud?
Nobody understands the cloud. It's a mystery. Look, all that's happened here is there's been a very minor syncing mishap.
This is not minor. And I wish that she would just admit that she up instead of trying to convince me that this isn't a big deal, because it is a big deal.
You know what, Annie? I'm on there too.
Now who gives a nobody cares about you. Nobody wants to watch you having sex. You said it yourself. Nobody cares about the guy. It's the woman that has to live with it forever. Who is it?
Guess who? Smiley face. Who the f*** is this?
It's gotta be Tess. It's gotta be Tess.
You think?
Yeah, with the whole XOXO smiley face thing, yeah. It's Tess.
Right, is that really a Tess thing, or is that more of like a very, very common thing?
No, it's a Tess thing. She must just be joking around.
Except her number is in my phone, so it would say Tess.
Well, maybe she got a new phone. She probably saw what it was and stopped watching it immediately because she has so much respect for our privacy. This makes perfect sense.
Right, okay. Okay, great. It's Tess. I buy it.
Yeah.
She picks up the iPad, sees there's a sex tape on there, pushes play. It's us. Immediately stopped it because she respects us.
Yes.
Then she went on and got her new phone and her new phone number.
Yeah.
So do you think that means Robbie has seen it too?
Well, if he's seen it, you're going to have to get a new best friend.
We're just going to cut Robbie and Tess out of our lives?
Yeah, that's right. And if the mailman has seen it, we're moving.
What would you do? Honestly, God, like, let's say your friend accidentally sent you something of he and his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's, I don't think I could watch it.
Really?
I don't think I could.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's an invasion of privacy, so to speak, but it falls in your lap. Don't they almost deserve to have you watch it?
I don't know. I forgot to mention a funny thing about that is he actually, so Jason Segel's character gives out a bunch of iPads linked with the same iCloud. That was the thing about the iCloud. Okay. So that's how they got it. And then those people just kept sharing it.
So, well, I wonder if most people would be, what do you think most people would do? Let's put it that way, because we are a voyeuristic society. Everybody is like, you know, there's like OnlyFans and there's guys that post stuff on YouTube of their wife watching TV in a bathrobe. And guys look at that. So I think most people would look. Or take a peek and like hit play and they go, but like watch it and
skim
then turn it off right
skim
away.
It
yeah,
all.
Or skim it. Depends
well,
on
let's see what
too.
Happens at the end here.
I think we know what happens. it's like one of those things where, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't want to watch, but I don't know. Depends on the friends too. Are they attractive?
I don't know if that matters.
Chances are, if it's a friend of yours, you might have already seen him in the showers anyway at the gym. You don't need to see that.
Yeah.
Let's do a deep dive into this.
We need research. A whole show just on this.
I think this should be our question Tuesday night. Would you watch a friend's sex tape if they accidentally sent it to you?
And then everyone do your homework over the weekend and watch the movie Sex Tape.
Watch the movie Sex Tape. Well, it's funny that that's the clip that you you grab, because Pamela Anderson went through apparently a terrible time. She and her husband at the time, Tommy Lee, had a sex tape they made just for themselves. And some construction workers took it, and it ended up all over the internet. She said just the other day in an article or in an interview that she's never watched it. And I totally believe that. I mean, you lived it. You don't need to watch it. It probably just would remind you of the fact that tons of people watched it. That would be horrible.
See, I can believe her maybe, but do you think Kim Kardashian has watched hers?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't watch hers on principle.
She would say, all right, how can I be better for next time?
When it comes to sex tapes, I would pick Pamela Anderson in a heartbeat over Kim Kardashian. And I don't know either one of them. So let's do a deep dive on this. Let's research sex tapes over the weekend. That's your homework, Connor. all right, so it is a bar band Friday night. You know what that means, folks. Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr will be here. So excited to have her every Friday night bringing new music. We'll hear it in just a few minutes after Civic Media's award-winning news. Great to have you with us here at Nightlight on a Friday night, the last summer Friday night before Labor Day. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. To bring some loving here today, yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Peach Wabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Oh, yeah. I love Bar Band Friday night, and I love the way we introduce Bar Band Friday night. You got the golden pipes of Todd Michaels, the sweet sounds of the Bodines, and now the heavenly voice that is Terry Barr's. Terry, welcome to Bar Band Friday
Peach
Night, in your honor.
I love that little introduction. Thank you so much. Hi, Conrad, and hello, everybody, all across Wisconsin and the world, as it would be.
Hey, you can listen anywhere, right?
You got it. Yeah. I love that, and I sure hope so.
I hope so, too. How are you?
I'm great. Can I tell you what I did last night?
Yeah.
I mean, this just, it still kind of freaks me out.
Uh-oh.
I was invited as a VIP to be at the opening of the new Hard Rock Cafe in Rockford.
Brand new.
I mean, it smelled new. You know, casinos, you kind of walk in and you're kind of like, oh, all right. This still smelled like that new plastic smell. It was incredible. And we were there for the band. The band invited us. Rick Nielsen, the guitar player of Cheap Trick.
Your guys.
Oh, you know it. I love the Nielsen family. And they're the ones that really made this Hard Rock Cafe happen. They put the rock in Rockford for sure. Most of them still live in Rockford. They love that city. And wow. Rick Nielsen went after the city like 10 years ago and said, you got to get this here. Come on. So you can imagine, as a Hard Rock, as you're walking around, half of the stuff there is Rick Nielsen's personal items from his own collection, guitars and clothes. And, you know, they've been around forever. So
yeah,
he's got tons to show off.
That is fantastic. I saw your Facebook post and I was like,
oh.
I was like, there's a Hard Rock Cafe in Rockford. Like, that's my wife's hometown, by the way. Yeah. My wife's from there. So I that blew me away. Is there a town smaller than Rockford that has a Hard Rock Cafe? That's kind of a cool thing.
It was amazing. And I have to tell you, the place was packed.
when we got there, I went with a bunch of my music friends that were also part of the VIPs invited by the family. The line to get into the casino itself was wrapped around the building. So obviously people are really excited to have it there. And then everybody else that was just coming in to go to one of the restaurants, I think there's five or six restaurants. Jeez. There was another line for that. And then another line to just walk around and take a look at all the merchandise that's on display. So cool.
That sounds like a night tailor-made for Terry Barr.
thank you. Now
honestly,
you have to take your wife. You can stay for cheap across the street at Days Inn.
Oh my God. I love that there's a Days Inn across from our Hard Rock
Cafe.
Yeah,
I think it was like $60 or
something. Wow.
Yeah. You know, I like to go have fun. I like to spend some money, but sometimes you can't spend all your money in one place. So you got to go cheap on one side and then do what you got to do on the other side.
What kind of a drive is that from Madison? It's got to be like, what, an hour? Not even?
Madison? No. Yeah. Like an hour, not even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And because it's right off the interstate, it is super easy to get to. And it was just so much fun. There was not a person that was mad in the place. Even I think if people were playing in the casino and they weren't doing well, I think everybody was just really having a great time.
Well, it sounds like it. That's a really neat thing for Rockford to have too. And good for good for Cheap Trick and your pals there to facilitate it. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Absolutely. And they were the highlight of the evening. They played last night, Rick Nielsen and all his talented kids and now grandkids.
Whoa.
They all got up on stage and it was just an incredible evening. And as the weekend goes by, Joan Jett is there tomorrow night. Brad Paisley is there this weekend. I mean, they're bringing a little bit of everything for everybody. And I really kind of dig that.
That is so. Is it going to be like seven nights a week music? Can they do that, or is it just going to be weekends? I mean, how do they?
That's a really good question. Right now, they're booked. They are booked for a good couple of weeks, but I don't know if at some point they only have one huge entertainment area. And as we were looking around, you could tell all the seats are removable. There's like some back bleachers with chairs, of course. That's kind of removable. So I'm going to assume, I do not know this for sure, but I did read somewhere that they can turn that into like a little convention area or a meeting space. So I feel like they've kind of done this right. If they can't do music every night, they'll do it on the weekends and then use that space for something else.
Very cool. That's so fun. Yeah, I'm glad. I was going to ask you about that anyway because I saw your Facebook post. I'm like, is there really
a Hard Rock?
Oh, so great. So, all right. So I just heard the songs that you sent.
Yes.
For this week's offering on Bar Band Friday Night. And
yes, sir.
These guys, where did you, this is Sunspot, right? Is the name of the band.
Correct.
Okay, so tell us about Sunspot.
Okay, so the person I'm really kind of highlighting right now is the lead guitar player who also plays keyboard and sings. This is a three-piece band, Sunspot.
Really?
Each of them play multiple instruments and they all sing. Here's my favorite part. They have been together since they met at UW-Madison 25 years ago. I love that.
That is crazy. I can't believe there's three of them. They have such a huge sound.
I know. And here's why I'm kind of highlighting the lead guitar player. Ben Jagger is if you can believe this as well, you know, the kids are going back to school. When I talked to him the other day, he was getting ready for his music director role as the main teacher at Memorial High School in Madison. He teaches wind ensemble, symphonic band, concert band, one and two, music theory, of course, I went, music production, and guitar one and two as a teacher at a high school.
And you know what? Those kids probably listen to him and think he's like the coolest guy ever when they, the first time they found out what his side hustle was, right?
Oh, yeah. And he said, I don't brag about it. I'm Mr. Jagger to them. But then I said, but what happens when they find out you are also Ben the rock star?
Yeah.
And he said, seriously, I don't brag about it at all. He said, what I like to do, though, is, you know, if they do decide to come, it's so cute because they'll come with their parents. in a lot of cases, and the hold up signs, "We love you, Mr. Jagger."
That's pretty cool.
And I think that is such a great way that they give back to him, because he does give so much to them.
That is fantastic. All right. So you sent two songs. The first one,
I did.
Well, Strangest Frequency, which I thought is phenomenal. I like them both. And I'm on Fire. So what one do you want to lead with tonight?
You know, just because we're talking about him as a music instructor at a high school, let's throw everybody off by playing I'm on Fire.
Okay, fantastic.
A little bit of this. Yeah.
All right. This is Sunspot, a bar band Friday night exclusive look, thanks to Terry Barr. Sunspot and the song I'm on Fire. I didn't mean for you to kill it. I looked at Conrad. He probably thought I wanted him to fade it out, so I apologize.
That's okay.
Great song.
You got a good taste of them right there.
Put my fingers across my chest.
Well, yeah.
That's great.
And then Ben playing the lead guitar, and every now and then he gets that little kind of metal riff in there.
Yeah.
And I asked him about that, and he said, "We play it live. Yes, we do." And he said, "And sometimes it goes really well because there's so many moving pieces. And we're like, yeah, when we're done." And he goes, "And then sometimes we're kind of like, eh, okay."
Yeah. So who are their influences, would you say, Terry? They have kind of a familiar, I already heard hints of things in there, but a very original sound, but just little hints I heard in there that I can't put my finger on who they kind of remember.
Yeah, it's odd, though. One of the bands they like is one of my favorites, Cheap Trick. But
This
is not a Cheap Trick at all type of song.
No.
And they don't have a lot of kind of metal edge rock songs. I think this was one they just said, let's go for this. I mean,
yeah.
They're working on their 10th album right now. So I think they're probably at a point where they believe, why not try some different things?
Absolutely. That's a great song. So where can we see them other than tomorrow night on Max Inc? Like, do they play locally or throughout the state?
Once again, Pete, I just, you know, when you talk to them and then realize, okay, you're not just playing around Wisconsin or the Midwest. They have played at South by South, Southwest, you know, the big music festival, many, many times. They've opened for everybody from KC and the Sunshine Band to Queensryche.
What?
I know, it makes me laugh. And then hearing this song, you can understand they can play just about anything, and that's what they've written over all of their time together. So I bet they can put a song list together to play as an opening band that matches almost anybody that wants them to play with them. So that's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, if you want to see some of their shows, they do have a bunch of shows coming up after Labor Day. Go to sunspotmusic.com, and you'll see their tour schedule. I know they've got something coming up in the Dells and in Madison, and then I think they've got some things in Illinois. But this is seriously one of my favorite local bands.
Yeah, so they're on tomorrow night. Are they live in the Lair?
Yes.
Okay. And will they sing that song?
I don't know. That's the best part. We never know.
I like that song a lot, but I'm going to be honest. I liked Strangest Frequency even better, but we'll hear that when we come back. But real quick, okay. We have about a minute before break. I wanted to ask you, it is Labor Day, Terry, and you did this great piece for your Slice of Wisconsin about Wisconsin's role in Labor Day. Can you give us a very brief synopsis for people listening as to what that was?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's amazing when you dig into the research for the Slice of Wisconsin about Labor Day, because many of the first things for unions happened in Wisconsin. The first union formed in Milwaukee. The National Labor Union didn't even happen until 20 years after Milwaukee's labor union. And Wisconsin was a very important leader in making sure there was health insurance, unemployment insurance, workers' comp, all of that kind of thing that we know is really important today.
So great. And I love the work you do with Slice of Wisconsin. Terry Barr is with us here. It is a bar band Friday night. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Sunspot and the song Strangest Frequency. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will make it work out better. So on the stream, Craig Knitt, who is an old friend of Terry Barr's, chimed in with our question of the night. What Hollywood artifact or relic would you pay big money for if you could afford? And this is this was inspired by Harrison Ford's hat that he wore in the Temple of Doom, selling for $630,000.
No.
Yes. And Craig says the Grail from Krull. He said he actually tried to build one in his college art class. How's that for obscure? That is pretty obscure, Craig. But,
I love it. That's Craig, though. He knows all this stuff, and that is why we all love Craig.
That is, yeah, that's a great answer. And then Jim, on the text line, we were talking about whether or not, Terry, yes. I'm sorry ahead of time. We clipped a clip from a Cameron Diaz movie, because it's a birthday, called Sex Tape, and she and Jason Segel was this movie, and they're a married couple that made a sex tape. They got out there, and Conrad and I were discussing, if one of our friends accidentally sent us something like that, would we watch it? And Jim from Appleton says, come on, Pete, you know you would watch and then feel bad about it. I don't think that's Jim's place to say, and I think he thinks he knows me a little more than he does. But
I was going to say, I think Jim knows you.
I will be honest, and I said this to Conrad, it would depend on the friends, you know?
Well, and if it's only a link and you don't know what it is, but it comes to you from
sure,
a friend.
Yes.
I mean, are you, oh, wow, is this their birthday party or something fun? And then you, oops.
Yeah. And if they're attractive, I would be like, I really should turn this off. Okay. Eventually, I am going to watch for 30 more seconds. No, I'm kidding. All right. Terry Barr is here. It's a bar band Friday night. We are talking about the band Sunspot, which I love. They're on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night, and they're live in the Lair. So tell us what you can about this next song, Terry.
You know what I've learned about them over the last couple of years? We met them a long time ago when we first moved to Madison, And I don't know what it is. We just became instant friends. And I feel really fortunate because they are just great people. Obviously, Ben is a music teacher at a high school. And I think that's so great. Wendy is the drummer. I have begged her for drum lessons. And she is like, I could not teach. No way. So I think that's kind of funny that here's Ben, the teacher, and Wendy, who I think is fabulous. Nope, she doesn't want to. But what I did learn about them over the last couple of years, they like to ghost hunt.
Really?
Yes. They go to all these places around the country, and if they're allowed, they'll even do a music video. They'll write a song for where they're going, or if they're already there, they'll write a music, a song, and then do a music video while they're there. But they just got back from Michigan and one of the hugest paranormal conferences. There were thousands of people there, and they were the headliner of the entire conference.
I have met so many people since I've been doing this gig who are who have like a side hustle of ghost hunting. I would be afraid because I don't want to find one. I wouldn't know what to do when I found one. I'd be like, oh, okay, sorry. Sorry to disrupt you.
Sorry to bother you.
Yeah. That's I love little tidbits like that, though, especially, you know, just getting to know the band. That's fun. So let's do this. All right, here's the second song Terry sent from Sunspot. Check out their stuff at sunspotmusic.com. This is called Strangest Frequency. Great song.
Yes. And now you know kind of with the ghost hunting and the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that led perfectly to that song.
Love the backstory. Yeah, that's great. Terry, this is so fun. Thank you so much, as always. Every Friday night
and
is an absolute joy.
Same to you and Conrad and everybody out there. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Have a great Labor Day. Thanks so much, Terry. We'll see you next week.
You got it.
Oh, that's Terry Barr. Hey, Tuesday night, I'm going to be in Madison, and Wendy Schneider will join me in studio. She is the director of Angels of Dirt, and what's her other? She did a, oh, my God, The Smart Studios, one of my favorite music documentaries of all time. Wendy directed that. She directed Angels of Dirt, which won the Best Documentary at the Wisconsin Film Festival last year. She will be joining me in studio in Madison on Tuesday night on our new time. Tuesday night, starting next week, folks. Tuesday night, we will be on from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. from now on. So set your clock, set your alarm, set your text messages, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you to Terry Barr. Thank you to Jeff Mitchell. Enjoy those old fashions this weekend, folks. Party safely, and we will be back Tuesday night here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Good night, Wisconsin.